The City of Airdrie announced it has received grant funding in the amount of $750,000 to be used towards revitalizing the municipality's downtown area and park amenities, according to a press release issued on June 8. The grant is part of Canada Community Revitalization Fund, CCRF, a two-year, $500 million national infrastructure program aimed at reinvigorating communities across the country. The funding is also in part thanks to Prairies Economic Development Canada, Prairies CAN, a federal department focused on diversifying the economy across the prairie provinces, who is responsible for administering the grant funding in Alberta. According to Daniel Vandal, Minister for Prairies CAN, the federal government is making investment in the hopes of transforming community infrastructure into modern gathering places for residents of all ages and abilities. We're proud to work with the City of Airdrie to help rejuvenate community green spaces and provide residents and visitors with inviting places to connect and enjoy the outdoors, Vandal said. As part of the program, CCRF grant funds will be used to support several projects within the municipality this year, including the replacement of two pedestrian bridges in Nose Creek Regional Park, as well as stormwater vegetation removal to improve creek flow. Additional projects include the installation of an oil grit separator in the Eastlake Stormwater Facility in order to keep sediment from entering Nose Creek and protect that waterway. Funds will also be used towards the installation of outdoor lighting at the outdoor skating rink in Monklands Park to provide users lighting in the dark winter months, and pathway repair, replacement work on the east side of Highway 2 between Yankee Valley Boulevard and Veterans Boulevard. With this grant from Prairies CAN, we are able to fund close to half the cost of improving our well-used park amenities, including several in the downtown area, said Mayor Peter Brown in the press release. Nose Creek is a beloved feature in our downtown, and we're happy to enhance it and other amenities with this grant for everyone to enjoy. According to the city's press release, the grant will cover approximately 45% of the total project costs, and the savings will be redirected into the city's capital reserves to be set aside for on-time cost items. Additionally, improving the Nose Creek area also features predominantly in the city's downtown plan, which was reviewed at the regular June 6 council meeting. During the meeting, council gave two readings to the plan, and passed it on to the Calgary Metropolitan Region Board for review before it returns to Airdrie City Council in September for final reading and approval. Today's investment will have lasting benefits for the City of Airdrie by improving local infrastructure, ensuring vibrant and accessible spaces for years to come, said Randy Boissonneau, Minister of Tourism and Associate Minister of Finance for the Alberta government, in the same press release. Boissonneau added outdoor green spaces, recreational facilities, and the protection of local environments are vital to the health and well-being of communities across Alberta. They help support local activities connecting residents and visitors alike, he said. According to the press release, nonprofit organizations, municipalities, Indigenous communities, and other public institutions are eligible to apply for grant funding for projects that aim to revitalize downtown cores and main streets, reinvent outdoor spaces, create green infrastructure, or increase the accessibility of community spaces. Those who would like more information on grant applications are encouraged to visit airdrie.ca.